Welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm your host, Steve Hunt. Today we'll be talking about the current show opening tonight at Valley Performing Arts called The Diary of Anne Frank. And we have our guests today are the director, Grant Olson, and also the young woman who's playing the part of Anne Frank. We have Gabby Blackwell. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, Grant, let's start with you. This the name of this play, The Diary of Anne Frank, or you're using Anne Frank, is well known to people as a story of a young woman who survives during World War II by hiding in an attic or some sort of enclosed area, writing a diary. But this is a play. What happens in this play? What makes this dramatic?
The story that we see on the stage is an adaptation of The Diary of a Young Girl that was written by Anne Frank. And Hackett and Goodrich put together a story that is compressed into 2 hours. It took over 2 years for her to write. As she was writing it, she was very conscious of trying to have it go beyond that. In fact, she heard a wireless report from Winston Churchill who said he wanted to get archival materials together of people who had experiences. She went back and started to rewrite it. So you can see there's really power in the word as her story has been translated in over 60 languages. She was listed by Time magazine as one of the top 100 women who changed the world just through the power of her words and the story she told in the confines at incarceration within the secret annex in Amsterdam.
So you're saying that she had a need to not only report this to herself in her diary, but do you think that she had a desire to share this with the world, that she was hoping that her words would live after her?
They actually say in the play that she hopes that she will be remembered after. And very few people have that concept throughout their life. Most people assume that it will never happen. But somehow she felt that she had something to say and expressed it in a very beautiful way. I have read The Diary of a Young Girl, and it's a moving piece, but the play is really moving. It's a Pulitzer Prize-winning play.
And a lot of awards from the original production came from this play as well.
Right. It won the Pulitzer, it won the Tony, and it won the New York Drama Critics Circle Award. And I think what's really interesting, it opened in 1955, but in October of 1956, it opened in 7 cities in Germany simultaneously. And then 1 month later in Amsterdam, it opened.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, Gabby, let's get to you. You're playing the part of Anne Frank.
Yes, sir.
How are you approaching this role? Or just give us some background about what you've done to prepare for this role.
I have definitely had to read it over, and I kind of just almost imagine myself in her shoes, like how I would almost act in a way, so that way it gives that full effect of how she probably felt being locked up for 2 years. But
it's more than just her being locked up. It's about her day-to-day getting through everything and about her relationships and all of that. Mm-hmm. Are you focusing on that in terms of how this young woman is able to survive all of this?
Oh, definitely, because you have to. You can't just imagine it as if you're just being locked up, but you have to imagine every little bit. She was living with 8 people, and she couldn't have a normal childhood like every other kid could, so...
And, you know, Grant, a moment ago you mentioned about the original production. I think Susan Strasberg played Anne Frank, who was one of the major proponents of what we call method acting. And it sounds like, Gabby, what you're talking about is you have intentionally or unintentionally incorporated some of these ideas of putting yourself into this actual place where Anne Frank was. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Grant, is that how something you've worked with her as a director to sort of make her imagine being in this space?
Yes,
in this
we
place?
Talk about listening. We talk about talking as if it's a natural experience. However, you do have to project a character. It's not like walking down the street and saying, hi, how are you? Because all of these emotions are compressed into these 2 hours. Now, I don't want your audience to think, oh, this is a very melancholy play and I'll be depressed and there's no point in going, because it's very humorous. It's very entertaining. It has all the aspects of life. It's just put on stage for 2 hours. You get to see 8 people living a life under stress, how they would live, with the menace of what's going on outside always as part of their life. We have like 40 sound cues just to tell people that life is going on outside and they're having to survive within this little annex. By the way, if I could say, we've got like a 20 by 30 foot stage. We have to have 8 people sleeping in there, plus I have to get them around. The secret annex is actually a building, 3-story building behind the spice plant that was connected by a corridor. So they actually had more living space than we had. Of course, we didn't have to live there for 2 years. We have to only live there for 2 hours. But still, it's an interesting challenge for a director and the actors to make this happen within that space and time.
And I was reading about the play before I came over here, and one of the things that struck me was about how, I don't want to say normal, but how these people had to live their lives, as you're saying. They were, you could almost take this play as any group of people who were put into a kind of a strange circumstance, but they had to deal with it.
It is a pressure cooker because none of the characters are necessarily compatible. And so we have the Von Dahn family, and we've actually discovered that they kind of had an abusive relationship between the father and the mother. And yet the son turned out okay. And of course, he has a relationship with Anna. Now, there may be some people out there in your audience who haven't read the diary or seen the movie or read it in text. So we don't want to spoil anything. But there was a struggle to get through these 2 years.
This is Stage Talk, and my guests today are Grant Olson, the director of The Diary of Anne Frank, along with Gabby Blackwell, who is playing the part of Anne Frank. So, Gabby, we're talking about your character and your relationships and mm-hmm. this family you're living in. You've talked already about how you've imagined yourself in this space. What about relationships? I mean, you have a sister. There's also kind of a romantic relationship that's budding in this part, in this play. Can you talk a little bit about those relationships you have?
Well, in the play, the relationship with Anna and Peter are that they're very, they don't say that they love each other, but it's almost like a secret little love type thing. But they're, I don't know how to explain it. It's kind of one of those, they weren't very secretive, but it's not like they were totally out there either. So
well, it's hard, as you say, for 8 people to live in a confined space and have any kind of normal relationship. It must be very difficult for young people to grow up in that kind of a space. Is that what you're finding in portraying this role?
Definitely. It would definitely be hard.
Yes. And Grant, you mentioned these people. You've put them in this space, this small space, and you're having to keep them alive. And you mentioned humor a moment ago. I imagine there must be a lot of humor that comes out of this situation. Is that right?
The writers were very good. In fact, the writers who wrote the stage play also wrote the screenplay for George Stevens. And there are other adaptations that don't use that particular version. But they did try to bring out quite a bit of humor. They tried to bring out the little idiosyncrasies of living. And so we catch that throughout. But as the play develops, the tension develops as well. So it's a Pulitzer Prize-winning play. They put it together perfectly. So you get the living conditions, you get the dynamics of the characters at the beginning of the play, and then it just kind of develops, and we have, oh, did they get caught? And no, they didn't get caught. And so they just kind of live under this umbrella of fear, but still try to live their lives. I mean, it's a real challenge, you can imagine, for anybody to live that way.
And this play has lived on since 1955. What do you think this play says to today's audience?
I think it's really talking about the human condition, the human spirit. Obviously, if this person, Anne Frank, has been recognized by so many people as having written a masterpiece for all intents and purposes, it touches people. I mean, they understand. This is a young girl between the ages of 13 and 15 who is growing up before our eyes under the pressure of having to live in this confined area and how she expresses herself and what she feels. And so we're looking at this play through the prism of a young girl and her perspective on it. If somebody else had written a diary, maybe we'd have 2 versions going concurrently. But we don't. It's through her eyes, and it's a very touching, vibrant, exciting look at a young girl's life because she was an unusual girl. She was probably a genius in her own right.
Gabby, this is a very powerful character you're playing.
Mm-hmm.
You seem to be a very competent actress from what you said about your approach to this role. Do you feel any pressure playing such an important character, or is it a real person to you?
It's kind of a mixture of both. There is a little bit of pressure in it, but it's just, I think the pressure is just the fact that you want to get that message across. You want people to know that message.
Is this play important to you?
Yes.
Why?
Well, I've always been fascinated with the Holocaust, and it's just something that kind of touches me almost. It's very heart-wrenching to hear about it, but it's like one of those important, powerful things that I feel that people need to hear, that they should hear about.
So. Does this play bring that to you in a more personal way, that what happened in history over how many years ago is now you're having to live it, not just read about it in a history book?
Yes, I think so. Yes.
And what does that make you feel like when you're playing this part and you're playing this actual person in this historical time, that you have a passion to get the people to hear about it as she has a passion to get people to hear about her diary? Do you feel the same passion, I guess I'm asking, that you think that she felt in trying to communicate what's going on around her?
I don't think I feel as much passion as her just because she was actually living in it, but I do feel passion towards this, so.
Interesting. Grant, do you feel the same sort of need to get this message out to the public today?
I do. I have been fascinated by World War II. I've read, you know, The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich a couple times and all these different books and seen all the movies. And this is a very touching story. I mean, they recommended that I do one play, and I said, you know, I'd really like to do Diary of Anne Frank. I've always wanted to do it. It has a nice even spread between men and women. There's five men and five women. But I really didn't know what I was getting into, because you're having to put plates and menorahs and all kinds of props on the stage, have them work with those, and still get the emotion out. It's a very challenging, one of the most challenging plays I've ever done, and one of the most rewarding, too, I would add.
Sounds like it. Gabby, this is one of the most rewarding plays you've done, or have you? How many plays have you done?
I've never done a play before. This is my first play.
This is a wonderful play to dive into and just get your feet just totally wet, isn't it?
I agree.
Well, it sounds like you're going to do a great job, and break a leg tonight. Opening night is tonight, May the 8th, and Grant, I hope you have a great show tonight.
Thank you very much. Oh,
thank you.
I
want to thank my guest, Grant Olson, who's the director of VPA's production of The Diary of Anne Frank, and as well as Gabby Blackwell, who's playing the title role opening tonight at VPA. For more information about this play, go to our website and click on the Stage Talk calendar, as well as for information about other shows playing in the area. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.